So, hallo beim Science Kompass und zwar der Nummer 006 und wir sind auf dem Science Hack Day in Berlin und ich habe versucht ein bisschen zu erklären, was hier heute los ist und zwar gibt es zwei Versionen, eine englische und eine deutsche Version und es wird zuerst die englische Version veröffentlicht, weil ich selber hier gerade in so einer Hack-Gruppe mit drin bin und auch ein bisschen was zu tun habe und deswegen seid mir nicht böse, die deutsche Version werde ich nachliefern. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß und ich hoffe, ich kann euch einen kleinen Einblick geben, was hier heute so los ist in Sachen MakerRan, FabLab und Open Science, Open Source, Open Everything. You have the project Total Recall Nails. It's really nice, really interesting, looks very creative. So maybe you can introduce a little bit what's your idea and at what point you now so.
So the idea is we were inspired by a scene from a sci-fi movie from the 90s called Total Recall, and it's a scene where a secretary is doing her nails, and because it's sci-fi, she just touches the tip of her nail with this magical stylus, and they change colors. So we thought this is a great place to test it out at the Science Hack de Berlin, and yeah.
Now someone repairs the 3D machine, so maybe we should wait.
3D printer, yeah.
Now it's done, so.
Yeah, sure. Well, we should say that it's in the context. It's in the context of a nail art residency. She's the artist of Nadja's nail art residency. And the idea is to use nails as a platform for like experimentation and new things that can go on. It's a blank canvas per se. So what we're doing here is we are thinking of different ways that we can make color changing nails. And one of the ways we thought and that we're going with is using something called litmus paper. And this is used to test pH levels. And what happens is depending on the liquid that you put on, the paper will change colors. So we're able to get a blue, a pink, a green, and then we're able to neutralize it so it goes back to zero. So what we're doing right now is we're putting the litmus paper onto fake nails, and then we're also making a solution so we can put it on real nails, and so we can demonstrate it at the end of the hackathon.
I love it. Thanks. So thank you very much. Have fun.
Cool, thanks.
So I'm sitting here on the second table, and your name is?
My name is Arna.
And you pitched a project here for the Science Hack Day in Berlin. And what do you want to do?
Yeah, we call the project Augmented Cooking. And you want to look into ways of hacking the cooking experience by using science. And we want to kind of measure the temperature of the pan and cook some pancakes and use machine learning to find the best times to flip the pancake.
I have to interrupt. You have on the table a stove and you're really cooking here.
Yes, that's the plan. We want to buy some eggs and flour and make a pancake batter. And we are building some devices to measure the temperatures. And we want to start to program some algorithms to learn the optimal cooking times. So that's the plan. We will see how far we get.
Yeah. Nice project. So we will see at the end how it works. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sitting on the third table now, and a lot of computers here, a little bit of food, but it's not. I think it's had nothing to do with your project. So
not yet.
You are Nikolai.
Yeah, I'm Nikolai.
And you pitch a project too. What is the goal? What do you want to do?
We want to build a wearable device. Out of standardized Arduino components. We want to have it as free as possible and as configurable as possible. So currently we have this prototype.
I see. I have to translate it. So you have connected some wires and some, I think, sensors or what is this?
Yeah, that is correct. So currently we have a setup connecting multiple sensors to a microcontroller, and we have already very good readings from the whole system. And later today, or maybe tomorrow, we're going to build this in a lot smaller version with a bit other components. So this is the prototype, and the second version will follow tomorrow, which will be smaller, and that you can wear on your wrist.
Okay.
So
and measure yourself. So.
No. Our idea is not only to measure yourself. It has a bit more specialities and details, but I'm going to save this for the presentation tomorrow. I have to make
okay,
a show.
Okay. Yeah. Then maybe we make a second talk about that. So how big is your team? Are you three people or
yeah,
how much?
That's us. Three people.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the first.
You're welcome.
So hello, I'm on the third table, I think, and I'm here with Rick. And what's your name?
Oh, Kati, my name tag.
And you?
Rachel.
Rachel. And what's your project here at the Hack Day? And what's the point of work at the moment?
Well, we are still in the beginning. Yesterday, we talked that we would do something with kind of cyanotype photo paper, which you can develop in just water, so you can use sunlight or other powerful light source to make pictures on a photo paper. And we wanted, this is usually used in kids' workshops, like Rachel has already done this quite a few times, but we are investigating if we could use it as a nice sort of physical way of visualizing some sensor data. Yeah, so that's what we're investigating, and now we have different substances here, including saliva, and we are testing how conductive it is, and if we could get from some bodily fluids some
we're
kind
gonna
of
do tears later, and in particular children's tears. We're going to withhold candy from kids, and we're going to test if different candies result in different tears from kids.
Interesting. So if you need some chlorophyll, we have also chlorophyll there, so you can mix it in water. So maybe, yeah, we have some things there. So
bring it on.
Yeah, I give chlorophyll. So pure chlorella. So we measure spectrography there.
We have little cups here, so we have
you can,
some chemicals.
Yeah, we did an experiment and we put Mart and chlorella together and put it in the sunlight and we get a right measurement. So it was really exciting at the moment. So it's really nice, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting if you do some visualization with this, so maybe
you
can share it together, so it's cool.
Yeah.
So, can I ask, what's your background? So, you're a scientist or an artist?
I'm an artist, I'm a photographer, mainly. So, I've done a lot of alternative processes, so I don't have any background in coding or anything like that, so this is like a crash course in it for me.
And you enjoy it?
Yes, it's been amazing.
And you are some artist?
Yeah, some kind of artist, maker, playful technologist. I built sort of funny little machines.
Nice. And you?
I'm a biologist.
Okay. And you are here for the...
I think just playing around and learning new things and meeting new people. And not so much biology stuff, because all this, like the electronics, is very new to me and I'm excited to learn new and different things.
And we will see us later, I think.
Yeah.
I'm now at the end of the room, and the project is Human Sounds Like Apes. Okay. So maybe you introduce yourself a little bit. So what's your name and what's your background, and then what's your project?
Cool. My name is Nenad Popov. I'm a software developer and artist. Mm-hmm. And I joined this project, which is about analyzing the human emotions by analyzing their facial expressions and then mapping that to some animal sounds that correspond to those emotions.
Right. And what's your job at the moment? What do you do?
So I'm trying to figure out how the software library for analyzing facial expressions work and how can we use it to send us data. Yes. Yeah. So four of us here are coding sub-team.
All right.
Yeah. And we have like few goals that we want to achieve. One is like to first analyze the data, but later we need to send the results of that analysis to another part of the team, which will interpret that in a bit different way, and then yet another part of the team, which would make it play back the sounds, and that later will be combined with the rest of sub-teams, which are doing the, like, also more conceptual or artistic side of things, so to see how would this program be best, would create best experience for the audience.
We'll see at the end.
Yeah.
So, this is a whole team, so we see a lot of people. So.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Big one.
Yeah.
6-7 people. So, yeah. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And have fun. Yeah. I'm now at the project. How many people are you? Two or more? This is a whole table. It's a whole table. All right. Perfect. Yeah, but more than two. So, and yeah, maybe you introduce yourself. What's your profession or what's your challenge here? And
so I'm Meredith. I have a background in biomedical engineering, science communication, and international development. I'm currently unemployed. Yeah, and what we're working on trying to put together today is something called Passive Radar from super cheap available consumer sort of TV and radio dongles for your computer. And so the idea is that you can detect radio frequency waves just in the air and use them to find things like aircraft and meteor showers in the sky. And this is all with sort of like 20 euro components. And it utilizes the fact that there are radio broadcasts happening around us all the time from TV towers and from the airports around us. And so we don't need to project a beam. All we need to do is listen and then do some signal processing to understand what we're seeing. And then if we have time and we're still really able to do this, we want to sort of present that information in virtual reality so you can look around the airspace of Berlin in a VR headset.
This is legal?
Yes, it's entirely legal because you're not broadcasting anything at all. All you're doing is listening.
Oh, it's interesting. And what are you working at the moment? So what's your challenge at the moment? So you say, now we have to do this. You're really clear. So we have to do this one step, two step, three step, or you're developing things?
I think actually so far we've had pretty clear metrics for like what needs to happen next. At the beginning we weren't entirely sure that we could get the components we needed quickly enough. So we started working with different types of components, seeing if we could get those working. Then we actually did get the components we need, and at every step I think we've been successful in like getting to the next step. So right now we're kind of at the hardware hacking step. We're soldering together two of these dongles and we've been able to successfully compile the software we need, and yeah, we're just gonna try and run it.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm really excited about that. So see you later.
Cool.
I'm in the table in a two men competition because of the big group before. So what's your project here, and what do you want to do, and what's your status at the moment? So what's your exciting thing?
It's about polygons.
Okay.
And we are actually it's based on Conway's life of aim of life.
But okay,
instead, but instead of squares, we use polygons with different shapes. Yeah.
That's interesting. And what's your goal at the moment? You're doing coding, or what are you doing?
Yes. Yeah.
And we will see at the end something maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So, hello. We are now at the table where my project also is, and I'm sitting here with Alessandro. We met us in a biohacking event a couple days ago, and met us again here, and now I'm a part of your team. And maybe you can describe a little bit what we're doing here. So it's a little bit your idea. You show us your idea, and we supported you now. So
hello. We are here to build a spectrometer. I built this group to build this device that is used for analyzing and recognizing molecules in a solution. That's the common use in the biological in a biological lab of this device. And this building this device is a part of a biggest project. We want to take the biology outside of the lab and to teach to people how to use it and how could biology be useful in the common day. For example, this spectrometer could be used in several ways in a future phase. For example, to check what kind of chemicals there are in the food, or to check for poisons, or
for drugs, I learned.
For drugs, yes, it could be used even for that. I don't know any uses.
For some components in our environment, I think.
Yes, yes. And even for environmental analysis. So that's we took the open source projects from Public Lab and Gaudi Labs and tried to build something that was between these two devices. Public Lab built this device during the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, and they use it for sampling the environment for oil. That was his first usage, and it was great. And we want to build on top of it, so we want to build a sensor that could be modular and flexible and could be integrated in other personal devices, like a personal lab.
So the thing is, if we describe a little bit the version of we build, we have a paper version. You can put this paper version on a smartphone, and then you get from normal light a spectrum. And if you put something you want to measure between, then you have another spectrum, and you can measure there's something like chlorophyll or something like you want to measure.
Yes, of course. The advantage of these devices is that they are really cheap, and you can build it literally in 10 minutes. And even if they broke, it doesn't matter. You can, because it's so cheap and so easy to build it again, that it doesn't really matter. It's disposable. If it gets contaminated by some kind of pollutants, and of course, makers can build their own version to achieve their goals. So it's really flexible, and I find this open source environment a good environment to learn how science is done and to approach even for non-academics, to have an approach to science even for non-academics.
So nice, yeah. We will present tomorrow too, and we will see how much versions we will create since this point, I think. Thank you. So this was it from the Science Hack Day Berlin, the projects, the introductions, and if you want, you can come tomorrow on Sunday. It's a public presentation from 3 o'clock. It's open for everybody to listen to the project, and you can come to the Fab Lab that's in Prenzlauer Berg. So enjoy it and please come. Bye bye.